278. Thank you. turn to hymn number 229. If you're able, let's stand as we sing 229. Fellowship meeting March 25th at Pleasant View at 6 p.m. The next business meeting is April 5th after that evening service. Lord's Supper, we're planning on observing April 30th following the afternoon service. The mother-daughter banquet is May 20th at 4 p.m. here. So remember those on the prayer list, and Brother Jim and Katie's granddaughter Peyton, want to lift her up, and others on the prayer list. Mike Dameron, they did some MRIs, and I forgot to mention that this morning. He has some spinal fluid, but they're keeping an eye on it, and he is feeling better. They're not going to do anything at this time. So remember these folks. Sister Elise's friend Ann's husband, and then her brother-in-law Jim Hicks, we'll remember him, and all those on the prayer list, and pray for our country, the ones been voted in to lead the country, pray that the Lord will bring them back to their senses, wherever you want to call them, back to His ways. and not their own. You brethren have anything or anybody else I failed to mention? Brother Ronnie Wolf, we want to continue praying for him. As he had several strokes and trying to learn to walk all over again. We remember him. Brother Ray, Sister Amy, Thomas, of course, Sister Iris, Sister Boysel, all those members that aren't here this afternoon, David and Tina, Frank and Reba, Marty and Debbie, Tara and her husband Eric. Just lift one another up in prayer this time. And Brother Derek, would you lead us at this time?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege to stand in thy presence and to be in thy house to worship you in spirit and truth. And Father, we thank you for your blessing of the messages this morning. And we pray, Father, that you be with us this afternoon and give us open hearts and open minds to receive thy word yet again this evening. Father, we just thank you for all the things you have done and blessed us with. And pray, Father, that we don't take those things for granted, Father. Help us use our spiritual gifts that you have given us to enhance worship here at the church. And help us, Heavenly Father, be a better witness to those that are lost in this world. And Father, just help us just be better Christians, have a better Christian walk before thee. And Father, just continue to lead and guide and direct our lives in every way. Father, we just pray that you just be with us throughout this service. We pray, Father, that you be with those that was mentioned on the prayer list and those that are not here today. And Father, we just pray for those that are lost. Pray that you would quicken them, whereby they trust and believe you as their Savior. Father, we just pray all these things in your Son Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May be seated. Let's turn to hymn number 170. 170.
Thank you.
song is right along with my message in a way this afternoon. And Brother Cameron's got a point. I can write my notes out, and they're very legible to me while I'm writing them out. Then when I try to read them, sometimes it's a different story altogether. But apologize, Brother Cameron. Penmanship's never been one of my highlights. Always in a hurry, writing in a hurry. This afternoon, I'd like to talk to you about what was going on with Israel, Judah and Israel, in the second year of Darius the king, when they were under Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, was the high priest. And I'm talking about the book of Haggai, chapter 1. I was going to talk to you a little while on neglecting the Lord's house, or the building of his house, such as Israel did, or, as our example, neglecting the Lord. In the second year of Darius, verse 1, the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, if I'm saying that right, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jozadak, the high priest, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people, meaning Israelites at that time, say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, speaking to the Israelites, O ye, plural, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? And verse 5 says, now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. They were living in the lap of luxury. They had, one commentary said, the sealed houses meant they had cedars from Lebanon that they paneled their homes in. Very fine wood, and they were living there. And it had been approximately about 10 years, depending on who you read, since they had stopped rebuilding the temple for the Lord, and they were just having a good old time. But they were neglecting that. They were neglecting the Lord's work by not finishing his house. And it was time, and that's what Haggai was trying to get across to them, it is time to finish building the Lord's house. And nowadays, it is time to keep preaching the gospel, to keep inviting people to church. It's still time to spread the word and keep spreading the word. Do the work for the Lord that he bids us to do. Because there's going to come a time it won't happen anymore. The lost will not hear the message. The saints will not be edified in a way. Instead, we'll be with him. Glory, hallelujah. But while we're here on this earth, we must be about the Lord's work. And here's what the Lord did since they neglected this. It's another example for us. He says, after verse 5, and he asked them to consider their ways. Consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Usually when they sowed their seeds, they had a good harvest, brought in a lot of food, lasted throughout a certain time. He says, and you eat, but you have not enough. Ye drink, but you are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. First thing I want to point out about verse 6 is God is not doing any of this. What less he says, ye, Israel, ye have so much. Ye eat, but ye not have enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. They've forgotten their God that brought them up out of Babylon. When they were in prison there in Babylon, they've forgotten him. And then in verse 7, he says, again, consider your ways.
Right.
I think it would do us good even nowadays to consider our ways. I know we all fall short. I know we all fail. I know we all sin. But consider our ways. Are we doing what we can for the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we witnessing to our neighbor, to our co-worker? Are we doing it? Are we telling them the truth? In verse 8, the Lord, thus saith the Lord of hosts, verse 7, consider your ways. Verse 8, Haggai chapter 1, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. And what does he say? I will take pleasure in it and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Where does the Lord get his glory now? Through the church. And back then he got it through his house, through the temples where the glory was. That's where his glory dwelt, and that's where he gets his glory now, is through the church. There's so many people, maybe some of you listening today, that think it's not important on our feed, think it's not important to gather together, to fellowship. But it is important to gather together to fellowship. I didn't look this verse up, but he tells us to not forsake the gathering of ourselves together. Amen. Not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. It's an important thing to do. It's for him and for his church, and that's where he'll get the glory, is through the church. But here they sowed their seeds like normal. They'd been doing well. Now they have little. They don't have much harvest to bring in. Even their grapevines, the grapes are small. One commentary said not much there. They can't drink to fill like they wanted to. They never know how much they had, if it would last them throughout the season. Then in verse 9 it says, ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. After they sowed their seeds, had their vineyards planted, and when you brought it home, I did blow up on it. One commentary said that the grapes and the wine just got eaten up with rotten worms, and some of the food did too. God is in control of us today, just like he was Israel then. He is in control of the lost as well as the saved. And there's a message to the lost here too. Consider your ways. Consider your ways before the Lord. Having a healthy fear before the Lord is a good thing.
Amen.
To know that he is the potter and we are the clay is a good thing. Because he is in charge. He is in control of our lives. So we should, at the very least, continue to serve him, witness for him, and speak the truth in season and out of season. Like my dad used to say, when it's popular, when it's not.
Right.
Preaching, speaking. When you brought it home, I did blow up on it. Why? Saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and you run every man to his own house. They had beautiful homes to live in, evidently. They were doing their own thing, and that was the problem. They were doing their own thing.
That's right.
They weren't following God. They weren't following the Lord. They weren't following. But they did, eventually. And in verse 11, he says, and we would have done the same thing if we'd been back then. We're no different. We're human beings. We couldn't have kept the law either, and at times would have turned our back on the Lord, because we're all human. But we have a completed version of this book now, and well, I don't want to get off on another subject. And verse 11 says, and I called for a drought upon the land, meaning the Lord did, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hands. So here they labored just like they always did, but nothing come of it, because they weren't doing what the Lord wanted them to do. In verse 12 it says, then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord God had sent him. And the people did fear before the Lord. I didn't look this verse up, but I believe it's in the word there. Is To fall in the hands of a living God is a scary thing. And we are in His hands, so we should be doing what He would have us do. And that's what we attempt to do here at Bethel Baptist, is preach the truth in season, out of season, preach the gospel, send the message.
Amen.
And verse 13 says, "Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, and the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord." I notice two things here. The Lord is with them, but also it's one of His names, I am.
Amen.
I am with you. "And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and did work in the house of the Lord, the host of God, in the 24th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king." We can only imagine, because it started out, this started the first day of the month, first day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, when Haggai started prophesying to him or preaching to him. 20 days later, if my math is right, in the 24 days later of the 6th month, the last verse there, they finally obeyed the Lord. We're slow of heart. Yeah. And I wasn't going to get into chapter 2, but I just want to read one verse, because if we do what the Lord commands us to do, if we follow Him to the best of our ability, in verse 4, chapter 2 says, "Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work." Why? "For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts." He is with us at all times in the form of the Holy Spirit. He is with us through this Word. That's the only place we hear Him, is through this Word. We don't have Him speaking to us out of the clouds or out of the sky, even though there are people that say, you know, that's true. It's not true. Here's what we read. Here's what we learn about our Lord and Savior here in His book, in the Bible. But Israel finally obeyed the Lord, went back to building the house. Maybe the next time I talk, I'll go into chapter 2. But I think it's a message, even though it's from a minor prophet of Haggai, that applies to us as His saints today.
Amen.
Stay, like my dad used to say, stay the course. Keep the way. It's a narrow way. Few there be to find it. And I know I'm drawing a blank on the old preacher's name now. I see it all the time on the Instagram pages. I'm drawing a blank. But keep to the line. Keep to that narrow way. Keep walking in there. And He'll keep us there.
Amen.
It works both ways. He keeps us there, but yet we need to stay there. And keep to that line. Keep witnessing to our neighbors, our co-workers, family members, whoever it may be. And He'll use the message as He sees fit.
Right.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jim. Appreciate it. Thank you, Church. You have anything to add to or take away, Brother Jim?
Well, just the fact that that's a common theme in the Bible, is to put God first in all that we do. And I think we have a hard time sometimes with all that's going on in our lives. I mean, you got to keep your homes up. Got to put food on the table. And being in this present world, we get consumed sometimes in those things. And every now and then we get a reminder, don't we, that what is really important. And as Brother Tim has brought out, make sure you're doing the Lord's work first. I appreciate that, brother. Good time, good message. We're going to stand and sing a couple verses in closing. And ask God's blessing on the services today as we leave this place. And be safe on your way home. And ask God to bless. Brother, hear that number we sing.
338.
338. Well, a couple of verses.
First two verses.
338. Samples are back there. It's a premier, it's the top of the line shingle. And no matter what you get, it'll be there. It says it's good for 50 years. So, a few of us left when it wears out. Not very many of us. But if you have any other idea on that, you know, the black. I kind of like the black myself. But that's what you guys do. So let's be dismissed in prayer. Brother Dan, will you dismiss us?
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you this day to come and lift up your name to your word. We thank you for the messages from Brother John, Brother Jim, and Brother Tim. We ask you to be with Sister Iris and all the others that were mentioned on the prayer list. We thank you for the many miracles and the blessings you've shown each day. We ask you to be with our military, our country, our EMTs. And everything in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.